Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You know, at first glance, it might seem like Ireland's least likely Gaeltacht, but after 9 years of running Irish language classes for adults in Unionist stronghold East Belfast, in September, the area will open its doors to the first Irish language preschool, and there are hopes that a primary Gael school will follow. At the centre of it all is teacher and manager of the Thurs Irish Language Centre in East Belfast, Linda Irvine, who joins us now on the line. And Linda Faulcher-Roth, you're very welcome to the programme. Can you tell us about the preschool that is opening in September?
Well, we'll have space for 16 children from both sides of the community, and it's the first integrated, we're actually an integrated Irish medium preschool. So it's just a very exciting big step, a first for East Belfast and a first for the parents.
And where did the idea for it come from, or was there much demand? It'll take some people aback, obviously, because of where it is, and maybe, obviously, a naive expectation that there wouldn't be much demand for it.
Well, actually, there is. And I mean, it's come about gradually because, if you said, we've been running classes now for 9 years, and we've ended up from being one of the smallest and now one of the largest Irish language providers in Belfast, because there is a big interest there. And I suppose over the years, we've had a number of parents with small children who have had shown an interest in having their children educated through Irish, but that hasn't been accessible in East Belfast. About 6 or 7 years ago, we started running a family class, again, for parents and children. And that has helped to, you know, create an interest. So it's just sort of a coincidence then. We've had a number of parents of the right age with small babies who have sort of spoken to us, and we started to think, well, you know, maybe there's a demand there. So we set up a board back in December 2018 with a few parents and a number of our learners and volunteers who were ex-principals and teachers, you know, people who were kind of involved or interested in education. And the conversation continued, and eventually then we have approached Fáras na Gaeilge and asked for funding, because we had enough parents then who within our own ranks and from outside who have expressed an interest. So we're actually doing really well for numbers. We had a little bit of publicity a few weeks ago when we actually obtained funding from Fáras na Gaeilge, and on the same day another 13 parents applied for places. So it's turning out to be,
I tell you, Linda, what you're doing is truly pioneering in Belfast, isn't it? Because as you say, one of the key words is that it's integrated. It's nationalists and unionists and any other community that wishes to learn through the medium of Irish. Did you have much convincing to do of any parents, though?
Not really. I mean, the parents that are coming to us, I think, you know, they really want something different for their children. They're interested in the benefits of bilingualism. And it's about choice. You know, we're not forcing it on anybody. Nobody will have to go. It's the parents who want to make this choice. And we're also very aware, I suppose, it's like our own work. Our centre is called Turris. And when Turris started, it was very small. You know, it was about 20-odd people. And it has grown and grown. And it just now has hundreds of people coming and learning Irish. And word of mouth has been very, very important. So I think it'll be the same here. You know, with parents getting involved, who will then tell other parents.
I've heard you tell stories before about your adult courses, Linda. Truly fascinating stories of people who would almost sneak into the class and just make excuses, saying, I'm only here because I'm invited. And then suddenly, after a number of classes, they realise that it could be, or it is, the language part of their own identity from a Protestant community.
Very much, you know. I mean, I had people who at the very start, you know, talked about protesting against us and all sorts of things, who ended up becoming learners and volunteers and supporters of what we do. So I think it's important. It's about keeping the door open for people and allowing people to kind of talk about their concerns, but letting them realise, you know, there's nothing to see. There's, you know, there's nothing here but benefits, absolute great benefits. And if you don't want to engage, that's fine. You know, that's not an issue. But for those who do, you know, it does turn out to be a really wonderful journey.
And I suppose in the background to all of this, you mentioned 2018 is when you started looking into this, and there's a lot of debate around the Irish Language Act over the last 2 years, over that timeline. What do you think of that and how that all played out in the context of what you're trying to do?
Well, I mean, it was difficult for us because there was a lot of controversy around the language. But obviously, we were and still are in favour of language legislation because, you know, if you want to promote a language, then, you know, language legislation helps. And there is language legislation in other parts of the UK. So my feeling is, why not in Northern Ireland? You know, we're British citizens as well. So, you know, why should our rights be any less than somebody in Scotland or somebody in Wales? And unfortunately, I think some people in certain parts of Northern Ireland don't understand what language legislation is about, and they have this kind of idea that it's about forcing the language on people, or it's about compulsory education in Irish or whatever, you know. But I found once you talk to people reasonably and you explain to them that it's about protecting a minority language, and it's about providing rights for people who speak that language, people sort of get on board and say, oh well, you know, if that's all it is, then that's okay, I don't have an issue. But as I say, it's a lack of understanding quite often.
Okay. Well, Linda Irvine, thank you very much for joining us, and you must keep in touch and let us know how you get on when the preschool opens in September. We might check back in with you again then. But for now, thank you very much. Gurmiel Magath.